Cha-ching! Achievement unlocked. 5 out of 5 days. How do you like that? It is 6 minutes past 6 for your Friday. Simo and Jordan for your Snow FM breakfast.
How amazing are Fridays?
They are, well, they're the best.
Mm-hmm.
Pajama and champagne. Champagne and pajama Friday, as I like to call it.
I know, we should do that. That should be a thing. Next Friday, pajamas and champagne.
It's happening right now in my mind. Get what you deserve with Miley Cyrus, aka Ashley O. She's on a roll this morning, as is Snow FM at breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan.
Now, what is this? You've got a grab from Rachel G of Admin?
Yeah, Rachel G from Admin. She's been busting out Dear Diary this morning. So she always writes up what we've been up to throughout the week.
Mm.
And get around this one, Jordan. It's basically she just doesn't even question our antics anymore. I'm slightly distressed about this. Here it is.
We took a ride on Simo's gondola. You have a gondola?
Yeah.
Oh.
So she didn't just, yeah, that checks out. Yeah, Simo's got a gondola.
Yep.
No need to check anymore. That's fine.
I mean, side note, gondolas, it is actually, they are super expensive.
Have you Googled it?
No.
Well, I mean, you would know because you have one, apparently.
I spoke to a real gondola owner.
Ah.
And 100%, most of the guys that you see in the photographs or videos of Venice that are like got the paddle and pushing people around, not actually their own gondolas. They push them for, you know, eccentric billionaires and stuff because there's only a certain quota. Because otherwise there'll be too many gondolas in Venice.
I'm learning so much about gondolas this morning.
How good.
I just like saying the word gondola.
We also, from all the way from one Italian thing to the next, gondolas to pizza.
Yeah.
Next up, what do we have, Jordan?
So there is a pizza topping that is dividing America. It's not pineapple.
Okay.
But it is
Wait,
causing...
Wait, it's not pineapple?
It's not pineapple. There is a new topping and it's causing a divide.
Okay. I'm slightly concerned for this pizza.
You should be.
The latest from Pink this morning and Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan waking you up 7:08.
Hey now, Simo, when it comes to pineapple on pizza, we are both firmly in the no camp.
Yeah,
it's safe to say.
We are anti-pineapple ninjas? No.
Yeah, I'm happy to be an anti-pineapple ninja.
That's, okay, sweet.
It's tax time, so I'll put that on my tax form. Yeah, what is your occupation? Anti-pineapple ninja.
Use the acronym.
Yeah.
That means it could be anything. APNs.
Well, there is a new topping sweeping across America, the home of pizza, which is causing just as much, if not more, controversy.
Okay, well, I've speaking of pizza, I've cooked you something pretty nice here.
Oh, have you
Jordan.
Made me a pizza?
I'll cook you something nice and easy. You ready?
If the pizza man truly loves this babysitter, why does he keep slapping her rear?
Just painting a picture, Jordan. That's my experience of pizza men.
It's the second time we've used a moray this week. I'm kind of proud of us, I'm not going to lie. But the topping that is sweeping America by storm is pickles.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Didn't realise you could get your voice that high, Ben.
Yeah, well...
Ooh.
Well, just because I did a shot of pickle juice earlier this week.
Yes, I was going to say, you have a... You especially know how pickles taste after your Monday morning activities. Your thoughts? Would you be happy to have a pickle on a pizza?
I think I'm eager to try. What's divisive about it? Is it like a 50-50 split, or what's the deal?
Well, no, so it's in Minnesota.
Yeah.
This pizzeria has started doing it. They posted the picture on Facebook, and it attracted 50,000 comments, with a lot of them just the vomit emoji.
So, like, heaps of
anti-pickle people.
I mean, it's anti-pickle people, APPs. Coming in hot now, Adam Lambert this morning. It's a new one. Snow FM breakfast. It's all thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan.
Can't wait to speak to your Oma very, very soon.
Yes, no, Oma took care of me as a young thing, but I do want to introduce this next artist, Painkiller. And the reason I bring up youth is because he's only 16 years of age.
Only 16.
Yeah, so already absolutely smashing it. Born 29th of October 2002, already has chart-topping success. Not fair.
Yeah, that's really not fair. But one thing that we can say, I tell you what, mate, how great was the Sydney 2000 Olympics?
It was awesome, I guess.
I know, it was awesome. And
why do you bring that up?
Well, he wasn't alive for it. There you go, that's one way we can fight back.
Jordan's like, take that, rule.
Yeah, take that, you missed the Sydney Olympics. Yeah.
It is the young thing, Painkiller. Painkiller. 16-year-old Ruel there with Painkiller on Snow FM at breakfast. Jordan, what were you doing at 16?
At age 16, I came third in the South Australian Lawn Bowling Championships.
Oh, wow.
In the of my age.
Okay,
my age
right.
not like of all, just my age group.
You're a prodigy.
not really. It's just my school was the only school that really even did lawn bowling.
I was going to say, if you were taking it to the older generation with the lawn bowls, I reckon they would be the worst jealous types because, you know, they've had a lot of time to kind of perfect the lawn bowls because, let's face it, it's very much like a long-term game, right?
Yeah.
You can spend a lot of time learning it.
It's not like rugby or something where by the time you're 35, that's pretty much your career over lawn bowls. 35 is normally when you start up.
Exactly. You can be retired and still be at the top of your game. But if some kid, Jordan at 16, just starts absolutely smashing people at lawn bowls, they're like, who is this kid? Snow FM breakfast. It is 9 minutes on the way to 8 o'clock, and we are welcoming Omar to the show. Good morning, Omar. Happy Friday.
Good morning, boys. Thank God it's a Friday.
TGIF is the acronym. Omar, I've been teaching you these.
What? What is an acronym? You silly word. You silly boy.
Yes, he's very silly. Hey, Omar, we heard a song a little while ago from a singer called Ruel, who is 16 years old. What was Simo like as a 16-year-old?
Oh, here we go.
Well, only way to describe him is he used to base his look off of Aaron Carter from the Candy film clip.
Oh, and Aaron Carter, there's a throwback.
And he's going around everywhere just saying, the candy, you. I don't know the tune for this song, but it was very, very nice.
I can see you looking a bit like Aaron Carter. Now, you mentioned you got the blonde hair.
Now, I did actually call Omar for a change last night because we're getting some feedback from Kuma and Jindabyne in regards to people thinking, like, they're convinced that Omar is you or me, right?
No.
See,
not true, Simon. I'm your Omar.
Exactly. She's like right there. So what we're going to do is we've all prepped these lyrics together. It's an absolute classic. Be ready to call 64-572-977. It is Omar Idol plus, well, it's Omar, Simo, and Jordan Idol this morning.
I forgot. What part are we meant to be singing? I've forgotten.
You'll hear it.
Okay.
I'll go first. You go after me. All right. So it is Omar Idol. It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Start us off, Omar.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche.
Will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt of lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo, 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 Figaro Magnifico.
So if you are familiar with those lyrics this morning, I really hope you are. 64-572-977. Score yourself a Friday, well, lunch, dinner, Mountain Munchies voucher is all
perfect,
yours.
Perfect way to start the weekend.
If you know that song, give us a call. 64-572-977. Omar, take it out for us. We'll join in as well.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt of lightning, very, very frightening me.
Snow FM breakfast, and we're in the midst of Omar Idol. It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Good morning to our first caller through, Zane. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, good, mates. And are you in Jindabyne or Kuma? Where are you this morning?
Kuma.
Beautiful. How is it down there? It's not too cold, mate. How many blankets you got?
Three.
You probably need them.
I've got three as well. Do you have any exciting plans for the weekend, Zane?
Not really.
Fair enough. It's just a nice, quiet weekend.
What he is going to have on his plate is Mountain Munchies. If he knows what Omar's lyrics were, what do you reckon, Zane? What was she singing this morning?
Galileo by Queen.
Should we give it to him? It is Friday.
It is Friday.
How
I'm in
feeling?
A nice mood.
Queen, we will accept the answer. It's a bit old for you, Zane. That is old school. Had you heard this before?
Yep.
Beautiful, Zane. You have scored yourself a voucher to Mountain Munchies. Have a great Friday.
Thank you. You too.
Snow
FM's The Wheel of I Won What.
The Wheel of I Won What. It is thanks to Snowy Mountain Shuttles. And this morning, we would like to welcome Noisy to the show.
Mate.
Good, mates. You're on the way to do a bit of work in Jindy this morning.
Yeah, mate, a little bit of maintenance at the banjo. With the beers, the better. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Taggy, what do you have for breakfast? What's your go-to?
It is Snow FM breakfast.
Yeah.
Go to breakfast, mate. It'll be a big breakfast at the banjo, mate.
Is everything we say, you're just going to put a plug in for the banjo?
Getting carved up here.
I know.
Give it a spin, mate. It is Noisy, and we will spin that wheel. Go for it, mate.
Lovely. Go, you mighty Queenslander.
This morning for Noisy, mate, a bit of style is coming your way. You got a voucher to Apre She is what you've landed on, Noisy.
Nice.
Oh, lovely.
And, well, considering he loves it so much, what I'm going to do is I've got to throw in a banjo voucher as well.
Thank you very much.
I've got some here. We'll add that to the pile. Noisy, have a great day, mate.
You too, boys. No drama.
For Snow FM breakfast.
And SMO, I still hold a grudge against one of my junior school teachers.
You don't strike me as someone to hold grudges, but maybe I'm wrong.
I'm a happy-go-lucky person.
But the truth lies deep under your skin. What are you dealing with?
So this was, I think it was in year 3 or 4 or somewhere around that area.
Oh, man, take me back.
Okay.
Take me back there. That's a long time ago.
So we had to do a project. We had to pick a country out of a hat.
Ooh.
And compare it to Australia.
Okay,
so,
fair.
So going around the class, see people are picking out the names. Some are getting Italy, some are getting England, some are getting America. Comes to my turn, pick the name out of the hat, and it's Liechtenstein.
Ah, yes, I am familiar with Liechtenstein. I actually have their anthem here, Jordan.
Go for it. What is their anthem?
It's called Oben am Jürgen Rhein.
God Save the Queen.
AKA God Save the Queen, my history, because once again, I was a terrible learner at school. I think England did a lot of colonising.
Yeah, that rings a bell.
Maybe, I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure that's how Australia came to be as well, now I think about it.
I think England did a lot of it. But yeah, so how did your project go for Liechtenstein?
So you've done Liechtenstein. It's a very, very tiny country in Europe. I think it's got like 30,000 people. Actually, how many views does that YouTube clip have?
The YouTube clip has 144,000.
So that's 144. Liechtenstein, the country, has about 30,000 in the population.
All right, so it just means that every Liechtensteinian has watched that 3 times.
Yeah, checks out. So the part of this project and the part that really irks me to this day is question number 4, where we had to get a map of Australia and then get a map of our country and put them together to show the size comparison.
Fair, okay.
So, you know, people getting Australia and then getting a map of America, they're pretty much the same.
It's all about
smaller.
It's all about context, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I got a map of Australia and then got a map of Liechtenstein. And obviously Liechtenstein, it's tiny. It's like 160-odd square kilometres or something like that. And I got it back, handed it up, got it back, and the teacher had put a big X through it and an arrow pointing to Liechtenstein said that I needed to include a bigger map.
Yeah, well, I mean,
what did she want me to do? Do you want me to just go make the country bigger? I'm in year 4. I don't know if I could do that.
She just wants a bigger map, man. Jonas Brothers, Only Human on Snow FM Breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan, and Simo and Jordan, done and dusted.
It's been a big week, hasn't it?
Achievement unlocked.
If only we had some sort of segment that would perhaps, you know, relive with all the activities we've done this week. Perhaps something narrated by one of the girls in the office here.
Dear Diary, this week on Snow FM Breakfast, the boys have been busy. Nothing like a shot of pickle juice at 6 o'clock on a Monday.
Apparently athletes have been drinking pickle juice to relieve muscle cramps after exercising. It's apparently one of the multiple health benefits. So you've done well.
William, give me a countdown from 5. Go for it.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, Simo has done the shot. He's drinking.
We took a ride on Simo's gondola. You have a gondola?
Yeah.
Oh.
In my time in Italy.
Nice music.
Thank you.
Hang on. Wait for it. This is my favourite bit.
The canal archways through Venice. Every time you go under them in a gondola, you got to make out. We camped out near one of the archways.
Mm-hmm.
We were chanting, kiss, Kiss!
That would have been awkward if you yelled kiss, 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 and then all of a sudden Gene Simmons came through on a gondola.
Dived into some song lyric tattoos.
What would you say to Mika if he knew, like, if he said, oh, you've got some tattoos of my lyrics, would you be proud to show him, like, yeah, I've got these tattoos?
You're... Probably would, hey.
Yeah?
That was a good time.
Because I've actually got him on the other line. Just hold up one sec. I don't have him.
Oh, I thought we did.
Did you hear the panic in her laugh?
I know.
I'm just like, no.
Got lost in Cooma somehow.
It's 2 minutes past 1 o'clock and we were supposed to be in the Cooma Snow FM office like 2 minutes ago.
Well, we have made it to Cooma, but we're just trying to look to where the Cooma office is. Surely it's not that difficult. Surely it's not, but apparently it is.
And even went through a listener's CD collection.
The Ringer bus is coming and everybody's jumping. New York through San Francisco.
Yep, I know the song.
Oh, do you really?
You sound confident.
He's very confident. What is it?
The Venga Boys.
Got it.
Horrendous.
You're not a fan, Simo?
It's a shocker.
Yeah, I've got that on CD.
Now it's time to take a breath. Simo and Jordan will be back next week with Snow FM Breakfast to kick off July. Doesn't time fly when you're having fun? Signed, Rachel G from Admin.
Rachel G from Admin, just summing up the week that was.
The perfect segment. How did you know just what I needed?
So good. Another massive week done and dusted. Jordan back on Monday to kick off, as Rachel mentioned, the start of July.
It's amazing how time flies, eh?
Done and dusted. We will catch you Monday. Have a good weekend.
See you then.